Today's shir is Masechta Erevin Daf Chof. We will begin on the top line. As we've been discussing in our shiurim, Abaya has been posing different questions to Rabba. The Gemara continues to discuss the next question that Abaya posed to Rabba. As we've discussed from the beginning of our Masechta, the way their houses were constructed, where you had Chatzeris, you had front yards that opened to the Mavi. And Midaraisa, one has a lot of carry from a Chatzor to a Mavi, from a Mavi to a Chatzor, because they're both a Rishus HaYochid. Chazal said, one may not carry from a Rishus HaYochid that's owned by one individual to a Rishus HaYochid that's owned by a different individual. And similarly, the Halacha is, that Chatzeris and Mavui, if they're open to each other, you can't carry between the Mavui and the Chatzor until the Chatzeris will make an Eruv Chatzeris. And then, by the Chatzeris making an Eruv Chatzeris, and then if you'll make Shtufim Mavos and whatever other requirements we need for the Mavui, then you'll be able to carry in the Mavui as well. The halacha is, furthermore, if you have two chatzeris that are separated by a wall, if there's a entrance or a way to connect the two chatzeris, then you could still make a ruv chatzeris from one to the other. But ask the Gemara, "Bo minei bai mirova, chatzer shirish roisha nichnas lebein apasim." You have a chatzer who is right next to the area of the passive barois that we've been discussing in our shiurim. And this is diagram 131. We have the chatzer, and the chatzer is right next, the passive barois encompass part of the chatzer. Chatzer shiroisha nechnas lebein apasim. Ma l'talta metoich lepasim, mein apasim metoichai. Can we carry from the area within the passive barois into the chatzer and vice versa? And the question is, do we say that the area between the passive barois is considered an area where there are people who live there, and therefore you can't, just like you can't carry, as we just explained, from the area that's owned by some people to another area that's owned by other people without the proper eruv chatzeris, and therefore this area between the passive barois is considered such an area, and you can't carry from one area to the other area without the proper tikkun that Chazal made? Or do we say that the area within where the passive barois are not really considered an area of dwelling? When is the halacha that you have to make a ruv chatzeris? You only have to make a ruv chatzeris when it opens, the two places are places where people live and work. But the area of within the passive barois is not considered such a type of an area, and therefore it doesn't affect the chatzer. It will be considered like a chatzer, or it will be considered like a Rishus HaYochid she'en bo diyurim. The halacha is that when you have a chatzer she'en bo diyurim, there's no problem when a chatzer opens up to such an area. Amalei, so Rava responded, mutter. The area that is not considered an area of the Urim, and since it's not considered an area of the Urim, as the Ritva explains, that the whole heter, as we're going to continue learning in our Shurim, to carry within the area of the passive barois is only because it was made for the people who oil a regal. So that special dispensation that was made for the people who are being oil a regal was only a temporary dispensation. And since it was only a temporary dispensation, it's not considered a place of the Urim. And the halacha that we discussed is only when there are the Urim there. Here there are no people living there, and since there are no people living there, it wouldn't affect the area of the chatzer. So then he asked another question. Shtayimai, what will be if we'll have two chatzeris opening up to such a area? And that's diagram 132. Shtayim mai. What's the question now? Even if we'll say that the area of Bein HaPasim is not considered a place that's meant to live in, and therefore it doesn't adversely affect the Chatzer, but here we have two Chatzeris opening up to the Bein HaPasim, and since you have two Chatzeris opening up to the area of the Bein HaPasim, the two areas affect each other, or since the area is primarily there to open up to the area of Bein HaPasim, and since it's primarily there to open up to the area of the Bein HaPasim, and we just learned that the area of Bein HaPasim doesn't affect the area of the Chatzer, the same will be here as well. And as the Ritva explains, just like we explained that if it opens up to the area of the Bein HaPasim, the area where the Bein HaPasim is not considered an area meant for dwelling, it's a temporary area, since they have two Chatzeris opening up to this Bein HaPasim, that's why the two Chatzeris should affect each other, and therefore the only way it would be mutter is if we made a Shtufim Mavos, if it's open to a third area, like it would be open to a Mavi. What would be the halacha if we have a Chatzer and a Mavi and a Chatzer? So besides the Ruvi Chatzeris, we also have to have Shtufim Mavos. But here, we don't have the ability to make Shtufim Mavos, because Shtufim Mavos were only said, says the Ritva, by a Mavi. Pasib Ros, the area within the Pasib Ros, is not considered a Mavi. So we don't have the option of making Shtufim Mavos. On the other hand, as we said, since this is a temporary area, maybe it doesn't affect the Chatzeris. Amalei, so Rava responded, Osir. It's Osir. Amar Afuna, and Afuna and Rava now discuss what does that mean. Shtayim Asurim, these two Chatzeris, when Rava said that the two Chatzeris are Osir, he says you can't carry from the Bein HaPasim to the Chatzer, vice versa, even if there's a doorway between the two Chatzeris, and the doorway between the two Chatzeris, because of that doorway, they made a Ruvei Chatzeris, still, they can't carry from the Chatzeris to the Bein HaPasim, vice versa, because Chazal made a Gzeira, Shema Yomru Erev Moel Bein HaPasim. If people will see that you could carry from the area of the Chatzeris to the Bein HaPasim, they're going to say that the reason this is mutter is that you don't need to be concerned when the Chatzeris open up to a third area. And they'll say that just like over here you could carry to the Bein HaPasim, similarly, you'll be able to carry to Mavui without Shtufim Avos. But that's not true, as Ritva explains. Because by the Mavui, we have the option of Shtufim Avos. And since we have the option of Shtufim Avos, Chazal said, make a Shtufim Avos, and you'll be able to carry. However, here, where there's no option of Shtufim Avos, that's why you can't carry. Rava disagrees. And Rava says, Irvu, if they made an Erev, then we'll be able to carry between the Chatzeris, and just like you'll be able to carry between the Chatzeris, you'll also be able to carry to the area of the Pasib Baraz. Amalei Abaye L'Rava, Tanya the Messiah Loch, there's a Braisa that backs up your position. Chotzer Shirosh Echad Nichnas L'Bein HaPasim. We have a Chotzer that opens up to the area of the Bein HaPasim. The first Shaila that we discussed in today's Shir. The Loch is Mutl Tumitoich L'Bein HaPasim, or Bein HaPasim L'Toich. You can carry from the area of the Chotzer to the Bein HaPasim, vice versa. Avo Shtayim, were you to have two Chatzeris, then the halacha would be its Osir. However, comments the Braisa, the Medvar Mamurim, when is that the halacha? Shloi Irvu, when there's no Erev connecting the two Chatzeris. Aval Irvu, if there is an Erev, the halacha is the Matarim. So the question is, says Ritva, Abaya presumably knew of this Braisa. However, Abaye wasn't certain if this was an authoritative Braisa, and now he needed Rava to show it. Says the Gemara, Lema Tavati of Tadrafuna. Isn't this brisa clearly a refutation on Rav Huna's opinion? Because Rav Huna said that even if they made an Erev, you would not be able to carry when you have two Chatzeris. Amlach Rav Huna, responds Rav Huna, Hasam, the Hadrava Arvin. Rav Huna says that the brisa over there is referring to a situation where there's a large breach between the two Chatzeris. And this is diagram 134. And since there's a large breach between the two Chatzeris, that's when Chazal were not concerned that you're going to make a mistake. Why were Chazal not concerned that you're going to make a mistake? Because since you have such a large breach between the two Chatzeris, then people realize that people look at it as one chatzer. And when you look at it as one chatzer, then, as we said before, when there's one chatzer, there's no problem of carrying from the chatzer to the Bein HaPasim or vice versa. In other words, says the Ritva, since the entire issa here is only an issa d'rabbanan, it's only a gzeir d'rabbanan, when Chazal said that we need not be concerned because there's such a large area between the two chatzeris that open up, therefore Chazal didn't say, Chazal said that the concern that you're going to think that you could carry without an Erev doesn't apply under such circumstances. And they won't compare this setup to the setup, just the way Rashi seems to explain, where there was a Mavi. They'll recognize the difference, and therefore, even though by a Mavi they know you can't carry a Mavi without a Shtufa Mavos, they won't be concerned under these circumstances. Barminai by Rava. The next question that Abai posed to Rava. Yofshu Hamayim B'Shabbos. If the water that we built the Pasibros for dried up in Shabbos, Mahu, can you still carry in that area on Shabbos? Do we say that since we were already allowed to carry in this area on Shabbos, because we constructed proper passive barrages, that heter remains even when the water dries up? Or maybe the passive barrages are only affected because there's water that I want to be able to get out of the bar. But now that there's no water in that pit, there is no heter. Amle, so Rabbi responded to Abaya, Kulam nasis mechitza el b'shul mayim. The entire purpose of this mechitza is there to be able to draw out the water. Mayim enkan, if there's no water, mechitza enkan, the pasi baros aren't effective. And as Rashi explains, do we say that when Chazal give a heter, that heter remains even when the reason for the heter is no longer there? Or do we say that the heter is based on the reason for a heter? But when we don't have that reason, we don't have the heter. And as I saw, the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz takes this a step further. Do we say that when Chazal said that you could rely on Pasei Baros, what Chazal meant to tell us was that Pasei Baros make a mechitza? The Pasei Baros create proper partitions, proper halachic partitions, and therefore we could rely on those Pasei Baros. Or do we say that Chazal didn't say that they considered full-fledged partitions? All Chazal said is that given the right conditions, we're going to let you collect the water. But when you don't have the proper conditions, then you can't collect. You can't collect the water. So it's not a din in mechitzas. It's a din in milui mayim, when you can collect the water and when you may not. And if there's no water, of course, you can't collect it. So, as Tosfos, Abaya is usually of the opinion, hoyel v'hutra hutra. So how did he agree to Rav's psak? So if we follow the explanation that we gave according to Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, it's very understandable. When does Rabbaya say hoyel v'hutra hutra? when we have proper mechitzas. But here, since we didn't have proper mechitzas, it's only a special heter the Chazal gave, then we don't say, there even a buyer who normally says, however, hutra, hutra, we don't say that over here. So Ritva asks that we learned a Gemara on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, where somebody made an Eruvei Chatzeris because of a window or a door that exists between the two Chatzeris. And then that window or door got closed up on Shabbos. And what's going to be the halacha? Can you still continue relying on that Erev? And we learned, however, Hutra Hutra. And it seems that even Rabbah in that Gemara accepted the concept of however Hutra Hutra. So ask the Ritva, why over here does Rabbah not accept it? Again, according to Rabbeinu Peretz's explanation, that's understandable, but why it's different. But how will the Ritva and other Rishonim explain it? He says that, says the Ritva, that even though the door or the window between the Chatzeris got closed up, the Chatzeris continued to exist. Over here, when the water dries up, we treat it as if there are no more mechitzas. If we treat it as if there are no more mechitzas, then we wouldn't say that if a chatzeris wall were to fall down, that you could still continue carrying in the chatzer. Of course not. If the chatzer wall falls down, that's not considered a chatzer anymore. Here too, it's not considered anymore. If the water dries up, it's not considered as if you have mechitzas. So the Gemara said, "Ma'im ein kan, mechitza ein kan." So the Gaon Yaakov says that we learned the Gemara earlier that depending on how many people are in the camp, that's how much area you could enclose. And we said that if one of those people were to die on Shabbos, the original heter remains. Why is this different? So again, says the Gaon Yaakov, the concept that we keep on repeating. In that situation, we at least still have proper mechitzas. Here the Gemara is suggesting that if the mechitzas, that if the water dries up, it's not considered as if we have mechitzas at all. Boy Ravin, Yofshu Mayim Shabbos. If water got dried up on Shabbos, Ubo B'Shabbos, and now new water came back in on Shabbos, Mahu, what will be the halacha? It was saying that while the water is dried up, you're not allowed to carry there. What's going to be the halacha if the water dried up and it therefore became also to carry in that area of the Beit HaPasim, but then the water came back. It rained and water filled up the pit. What will be the halacha? Amar Abaye, Yovshu B'Shabbos like to buy halacha. If they dried up in Shabbos, it's not a question. Why is it not a question? The boy made the mara pasha leidasur. We just asked the question of Rabbah, and Rabbah said that if the water dries up, the pasim become permanently disqualified. The boy named the mara pasha leidasur. Ba nami loy to boilach. If water fell into the pit on Shabbos, davale mechitza asui b'Shabbos. It also would certainly not be permitted because it would be considered a mechitza that was only created on Shabbos. But Tanya, and the Brisa teaches us, kol mechitza asui b'Shabbos, any mechitza that's constructed on Shabbos, bein b'shoig, bein b'meizah, bein b'onis, bein b'rotzen, shema mechitza, it's considered a mechitza. V'lav itmala, ask the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman, lo shana l'izrik, when are we considering it a mechitza? We're considering it a mechitza l'chumra, that if the water fills up on Shabbos, and there were pasi b'ros around that pit, it's considered Rishus HaYachid, that if somebody throws something from Rishus HaRabim to that area, or vice versa, he's going to be Chayiv. Avil, a Taltal, to give it the full-fledged din of Rishus HaYachid, that you could carry within that disclosure, Loi, that's not Mutter, says the Gemara, Kiet mit Rav Nachman HaMezit. Rav Nachman was speaking about a mechitz that was made b'mezit. And he said, that if it was made by Mezid, you're not allowed to carry within that area. But a mechitza that was made by Shogig is considered a full-fledged mechitza. And here, it's certainly such a situation, because what what happened here. How did it become passive ros? Because it rained. And since it rained, then for sure it's no problem that it's mutter. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that if Reuven told Shimon to build for him a mechitza on Shabbos, so he should be able to carry within those mechitzins, and Reuven was amazed when he told that to Shimon, even though Shimon was a shogig, and Shimon didn't know that you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos, since Reuven, who told Shimon what to do, was amazed, everybody will agree that that is still considered a situation amazed. Amar Avilozo, Hazorik Lebein Pasibaroz, if somebody throws something from the Shus Rabim into the area of the Pasibaroz, Chayif, because that area is considered Rishus HaYochid, and if you throw into that area, it's considered that you're throwing into an area of Rishus HaYochid. Ask the Mapshita, Ilav Mechitzahi, if the halacha were not to consider an area of a Mechitza, Heichem Mishter Elam Alas, that we can never bring water out of the pit to the area outside of the pit. The fact that we're allowed to take water from the pit to that area is the greatest indication that that area is a Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So what are you telling me? Answers the Gemara Tzricha, David came Pasa Baroz Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Somebody put up Pasa Baroz in the middle of the Rosh Hashanah Rabim where there is no bor, and somebody threw into that area, that's considered that those mechitzes are still considered mechitzes, l'chumra, and therefore, if you throw into that area from the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, you're going to be chayif. Ask the Gemara, Hanami Pshita, there's no great chiddush in that halacha either. Because ilav the ba'alma mechitzahi, if the halacha were not to consider that area a properly enclosed area, how can I rely on such an area when there's a bar? Obviously, midaraisa, this is considered proper mechitzas. Answers the Gemara Letzricha. The chiddush here is that afgav the kabaka barabim, that even though many people walk through that area, it's still considered a rishus hayochid. Or my kamash malon. And what is Rabbi Lozo coming to teach us? The loy osu rabim, the fact that people walk there, don't change, or mevat le mechitza, don't change that, the area between these partitions is considered rishus hayochid. Ask the Gemara, but this is a question that Rabbi Elazar already addressed, because we're going to learn in the Mishnah and Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Em Hoisa Derech Rishus Rabim Fakseson. If the area between these corners, between these L-shaped corners, there's Rishus Rabim walking going through that area, Yosal Kena Lutz Dadim. We should make sure that we should change the road, that the area where the place where people travel through should not interfere. The Chumam ain't it tzaruch. And the Chumam say it's not necessary. And the Gemara over there will teach us. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, the Amri Tavaya, Kan Hodiacha, the Chazal, the Chachamim's opinion show us in this case, Koichan Shal Mechitzas, the power of Mechitzas, that even though there's an Osi Rabin, even though there are people walking through that area, it doesn't change the halacha. So we already learned this halacha. Answers the Gemara, Imi Hasam, if we only that Rabbi Elazar holds the loy osu rabim and mevatel mechitzta, answers the Gemara, ima hasam, says the Gemara, if we only had Rabbi Elazar's comment on that Mishnah, havimena, we would perhaps understand what Rabbi Elazar means to say, kan, that indeed we see from the Chachamim that that is indeed their opinion. However, v'loy sfirle, he doesn't agree with what they say. That's why, chamash v'lon, that's why we have this case to teach us, where Rabbi Elazar says explicitly that if you constructed the Pasib Ros, even though people traveled through that area, that's still considered a proper Rosh Hashanah Yochid, that he holds that way. So now, this Gemara that we just learned is a greater expression showing us how strong the Mechitzas are, how strong the Pasib Ros are, and we don't say that the Baki Barabim, the fact that the people traveling there should change that status. Says the Gemara, very good. So from this Gemara, we see clearly Rabbi Elazar's opinion. Ask the Gemara, so just have this Gemara. V'lei maha, v'lei bayach, just have this Gemara, where Rabbi Elazar's opinion will be so very evident, and it won't be necessary to have the other comment that he makes on the Mishnah, which is not clear. Answers the Gemara, Chodim Klal Chaverta Itma. What the way to understand Rabbi Lazar is as follows. Because Rabbi Lazar expressed his opinion, Halacha L'maisa, that if you construct Pas Baros and then people walk through that area, it doesn't change that that area is considered a Rishos HaYochid L'chumra. That's Rabbi Lazar's Pesach. And the Talmidim of Rabbi Lazar heard Rabbi Lazar issue this Pesach. Once they heard Rabbi Lazar issue this Pesach, when they learned the Mishnah that we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem, on Daf Chof Beis, they were able to say what they said, that obviously Rabbi Lazar holds that Afagav the Bokeh by Rabbim, it doesn't change anything. It seems, says the Gaon Yaakov, that not only if we are concerned for Bakir Barabim, not the Rabbi Lazar, not only will it remain, will not be Rishus HaYochid, but says the Gaon Yaakov, it will be considered a Rishus HaRabim. But asked Ritva, why would we say so? The halacha is, we discussed in the previous year, that what is the maximum space between the boards of the, between the corners of the Pasa Baros, 13 and 3rd Amos. So ask the Ritva, that we learned that the shear of a Rishus HaRabim is 16 Amos. So how could it ever be considered Rishus HaRabim if it's only 13 and 3rd Amos wide? So the Ritva says that the halacha of Osir Rabim Umevatla Mechitzta is not dependent on the conditions of Rishus HaRabim. Any road used by the public is considered significant enough to nullify Mechitzas, rather whether they conform with all the halachas of Rishus HaRabim or not. That's the Ritva's teretz. Tosfos, however, gives a different answer. He says, and this is a very big important chiddush that Tosfos teaches us. Tosfos says that the heter of Pasi Baros, the din of Rishus HaRabim has to be 16 amma wide, doesn't mean it has to be 16 ammas wide throughout. He says that if you have a road that narrows at certain points, it's considered Rishus HaRabim along its entire length, even at the narrow sections. So the way Tosfos would explain the Gemara we just learned, he's going to say that the road passing through the Pasa Baros is 16 amos wide for most of the length, even though in the area that we're discussing, it's only 13 and a third amos wide, and doesn't take away the status of it being a Rishus HaRabim. So we learned the Mishnah, Mutter Lahakar Leber, we could make the Pasa Baros around this area as long as most of the animal to be still in the area within the Pasa Baros. Says the Gemara, Tanan Hossam. The Mishnah teaches us later in this Masechta on Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis. The Halacha is Loyamin Adam Rishus Rabim. A person shouldn't stand in Rishus Rabim and then stick his neck into the Rishus HaYochid where there's a pit, v'yish the Rishus HaYochid and drink water in the Rishus HaYochid. Or vice versa. A person shouldn't be standing in the Rishus HaYochid, v'yish the Rishus HaRabim, elm kei machnas roish v'rubay l'makom shushaysa, unless he puts most of his body in the same Rishus as where the water is. And so too says the Halacha is by gas. The Mishnah Masechta Maaseros, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet teaches us that you're not allowed to drink wine without taking off from it, obviously, Trumas Maaseros. But if somebody is drinking wine at the wine press, that's considered a Shtiyas Aroi, and therefore you could drink even without having taken off Trumas Maaseros. If you take the wine out of that area, then you're mechuyev to take off Trumas Maaseros. And the Mishnah there teaches us that to be considered that you're drinking in the area of the gas, you have to have roshe v'rubay over the gas. The Miri says, here we're talking, the Mishnah we just quoted spoke about where you're in the Rishus HaYochin and the water is in Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa. However, says the Miri, that's only by Rishus HaYochin and Rishus HaRabim. But what's going to be if it's Rishus HaYochin and a Karmelis, or Rishus HaRabim and a Karmelis? There, says the Miri, we could be more lenient. Why could we be more lenient? Because the whole Isser is the only Isser the Rabbanon, and therefore we could be more lenient. Tosfos asks the question, why would it be mutter to drink Rosh Rubai where you're drinking? If you and the water are not in the same Rishus, isn't that considered you did a Kira in one Rishus and the Hanocha in another Rishus? And we said that you're not allowed to do that. That's Hamlach Saitzah. So he says that since when you drink, first the water goes from whatever you're drinking from into your mouth, and from the mouth it goes to wherever your stomach is and it makes a Hanocha. Your mouth is considered a Mokum Ptor, and since your mouth is considered a Mokum Ptor, so it's not going directly from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim or vice versa. But ask Tosfos, even if we'll say that the mouth is considered a Mokum Ptor, we just learned in the Gemara on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, and we learned the same Gemara Masechta Shabbos as well, that you're not allowed to transport something from Rosh HaYochid to Rosh HaRabim or vice versa by putting it down in the Mokum Ptor in middle. So yes, when I'm drinking and the water is going from one Rosh to another Rosh, even though it's going through my mouth, which is a Mokum Ptor, it should still be Aser. So Tosfos answers, the reason Chazal said that you can't take something from Rosh HaYochid to Mokum Ptor and then to Rosh HaRabim or vice versa, because they were concerned that you may go directly, if we're going to allow you to do that, you may go directly from the Rosh HaYochid to the Rosh HaRabim. However, here, since it's impossible to go when you're drinking, when the water's in one Rosh HaYochid and you're another Rosh HaYochid, it has to be, it always will be, that it's going to go through a Mokum Ptor, because it always has to go through your mouth. So here, Chazal did not see the need to make a gzera. Gaba Adam. So now the Gemara asks the question. By a person, it's very clear. Ha'amar the boy Rosh Shavarubai. We learned that the Rosh Shavarubai have to be in the same Rishus as you are drinking. However, asked the Gemara Gabi Parah, when we're speaking about the animal in our Mishnah, me being in Lay Rosh Shavarubai, do we have the same halacha oiloi? Or does the same halacha not apply? Says the Gemara, Kalecha the Kanokit Mono. In a case where a person is holding the pail with the water, which the animal is going to drink from, and he's not holding the animal that will prevent the animal from going outside of this enclosure, Ein Loitaboyloch. There's nothing to discuss. The boy Rosh Ruba Magav. Certainly under these circumstances, you're going to have that the animal should be within the mechitzas. Otherwise, we're concerned, maybe it's going to move its head outside of that area, and you'll follow it carrying this pail, and it'll turn out that you're carrying from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. Kita Bailoch, the question is, Heich the Nokat Mon of a Nokat Law, where you're holding both the animal and the pail. Mai, do we still have to have Rosh Rubai within the Mechitzis or not? And as Ritva frames this Gemara, there are four situations where there could be a situation where you're holding the animal and the pail. The situation you're holding the pail and not the animal. There's a situation you're not holding not the pail and not the animal. And there's a situation where you're holding the animal but not the pail. So says the Ritva, in a situation where you are not holding the pail, then we could be lenient. Because what's the concern? That you may walk out holding the pail. But if you're not holding the pail, there is no concern that you're going to walk out holding the pail. The question here is, when you're holding the pail, is there nafkamina if you're holding the animal or not? Amalei, so he answered, Tinesua. We learned it in the Mishnah on Dav Yud Zayin on the base. When we learned the actual fundamental halacha pasuk b'ros, it said there, "Uvlach te'apar rosh v'rubah b'fenem b'shaisa." that the animal has to be Rosh Veruba Bifnim. Ma'alav, isn't it referring to a situation, the Nakud Lav and Nakud Mana, that you're holding both the animal and the pail, and yet the Mishnah says that the animal has to be Rosh Veruba within the Mechitzis. Says the Gemara Loi, not necessarily. It could be speaking about a situation, the Nakud Mana, where you're holding the pail, the Loi Nakud Lav, and you're not holding the animal. And that's why, since you're not holding the animal, that's why the animal has to be Rosh Verubai within the Mechitzis. But it could still be that if you were holding both the pail and the animal, you don't have to have Rosh Verubai. Ask the Gemara, V'chinak man of Loinokot law, can you say that if you're holding the pail and you're not holding the animal, Mishori, could you put the pail in front of the animal? Even if the pasim are done properly, and the rosh veruba b'fnim, v'tanya, the brisa teaches us. We're going to learn it in Mitzvah tomorrow. Shir loyimala adam mayim v'yitim b'shabbos l'fnei behemtoi. A person can't hold a keli and give the animal to drink. Amalahu, he could, and if he's holding the pail, he could. What he can do is mamalahu, he could take water out of the pit v'shoifich and pour it in front of the animal. So we see that if you're not holding the animal, you can't hold the hakeli at all, even if it's Rosh Veruba Bifnim. So we can't say that the Mishnah is speaking about a case where you're holding the keli and the parah, and that's when it's mutter. Because the other case, if you're not holding the animal, then you can never hold the pail, says the Gemara. Hoet malah, that's not the way to understand, says the Gemara. That's not the way to understand the brisa, that if you're not holding the animal, you can never give it to drink. Rather, Om Abaya explained, Hocha, that brisa is not speaking about an animal that's standing by a pasim. It's talking about an animal that's standing in the house. And there are openings in the room where the animal is, and there's in front of that animal an ovus, a big box for which the animal eats. Hoyim b'shus rabim, and that box is gevoya sora v'roch v'arba. It has all dimensions of reshus yachid. And this is diagram 135. Rosh echad, and what it does is that it sticks, and that box is within, partially within the area of the Bein HaPasim. So Rosh Echad, so the head of this Ovis, is partially Bein HaPasim. And the Bryce is coming to teach us that you're not allowed to take water out of the bowl and put it on top of the Ovis, and because we're concerned, and then give it to the animal to drink. The halacha is that even though normally you're allowed to stand in Rosh HaRabim and put something into Rosh Hashanah Yochid, here, if you're staying where you are, here we're going to say it's Osir. Because we're concerned that this box, you'll see, is broken, and you'll put the pail down on top of the box, because you want to fix the box, and you're going to carry the pail which is in your hand, and by doing so, by taking the pail and putting it down, and that area, when you're going to be walking out of the area that's Bein HaPasim, because we said that this box is partially within the Bein HaPasim area and partially without. And you're going to be walking from the Bein HaPasim area through the Rosh HaRabim, and you're going to be carrying from Rosh HaYochid to Rosh HaRabim, and then putting it down on the Rosh HaYochid again. So you're going to end up taking it from Rosh HaRabim to Rosh HaYochid. That's why Chazal made the Gzeira. Ask the Gemara, if somebody would have done this, where he picked up the pail in the Rosh HaYochid, with the intention of putting it down in the Rosh HaYochid, and what happened was that he accidentally walked into the Rosh HaRabim, would that be a case with Yechayiv? Somebody intends to move his objects from one corner to another corner in Rosh HaYochid, and then he forgot, and he took it accidentally out to Rosh HaRabim Potter, because when he picked it up, He never had intention to take it to Rishus HaRabim. His intention was to keep it within the Rishus HaYochid. And we know that to be Chayiv and Shabbos, you have to have a Melechus Machsheves. And here, there was no Melechus Machsheves. Melechus Machsheves means that I knew I wanted to do this. I just forgot that today is Shabbos. Or I thought that this Melecha is Mutter on Shabbos. But when he didn't intend to do what he did at all, that isn't considered a Melecha. So here too, it was not his intention to take this pail out to the Rishus HaRabim. Since it was not his intention to take the pail out to the Rishus HaRabim, because he originally intended just to put it into the box, which was in the Rishus HaYochel, which was into the Bein HaPasim, there is no issue that we should say that you could be Chayiv, because even if you did so, since you never intended to take it out to the Rishus HaRabim, if you did and then put it down in the Rishus HaYochel, you wouldn't be Chayiv anyway. Says the Gemara, Ella Zimnan Masakinlay. He wants to put down the pail in the box that is in partially in the Rishus HaYochid, partially in the Rishus HaRabim. The Hodamayalay, he'll put it down in the Rishus HaYochid because he wants to do something with that box. And then after he puts it down, the Kamayal Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid, he'll pick it up. He put it down on the side, which is on the Rishus, by the Rishus HaRabim, and then I'll pick it up and put it into the Rishus HaYochid, which is a Melocha Deraisa. That's one version of the Gemara. But then the Gemara brings down an Ikkad Amri. The Ikkad Amri has a different version of this Gemara. And as I saw the Mefarshim explain, that the difference between the two versions is as follows. According to the first version, one is permitted to give an animal to drink from a container in his hand, rather, regardless of whether he's holding on to the animal or not. However, if he's not holding on to the animal, he's allowed to give the animal to drink whether he's holding on to the animal or not. But if he's not holding on to the animal, there the halacha will be that most of the animal has to be within the enclosure of the Pasei Beros. If he's holding the animal and he's holding the pail, then we're not sure. According to the second version, if he's not holding the animal, then he certainly has to have Rosh Verubai within the Mechitzas. The only question is that going to be sufficient where the animal is mostly within the Mechitzas and he's holding the pails, but he's not holding the animal? Will that be sufficient? Ikkad Amri. And that's the Ikkad Amri. Gabi Odom, by a person, we said, the Sagalei Barosh Shavarubai. The Mishnah that we quoted before, the Mishnah from that Tzadik Tess, that as long as you are Rosh Shavarubai in the same Rishus as the water, it's Mutter. Gabi Paru, the question is, by an animal, Misagalei Barosh Shavarubai, will Rosh Shavarubai be enough or loy? Says the Gemara, and the Gemara explains itself. Heich the Nakad Man of a Nakad Law, if you're holding the animal and the keli loy tabaloch, then the halach will be the sagale barosh verubai. If the animal is rosh verubai in that area, you could give it to drink. El kit tabaloch, where do we have a question? The Nakad Man of a Loy Nakad Law, where you're holding the animal, you're holding the pail and not holding the animal, mai. Will rosh verubai be sufficient or not? Amalei. To respond to Nesua. When we learned the Mishnah at the beginning of this parak, it said, "Bevachtei paru rosh v'rubim v'fnei v'shaisa." My love, isn't the Mishnah referring to a situation, the nakad mana, you're holding the keli, the loy nakad lo, you're not holding the animal, and it's still good enough if the animal is rosh v'rubim. So it's my loy. The Mishnah speaking about a case, the nakad mana v'nakad lo, you're holding the animal and the pail, and still you need rosh v'rubim. But if you're not holding it, then Rosh Shavarubai, if you're not holding the animal, Rosh Shavarubai will not be enough. Says the Gemara, Hachanami Mestabra, and it makes sense to say that that's shot in the Mishnah. Di Nakad Man of Loi Nakad Law, because if you're only holding the pail and you're not holding the animal, Mishori, would you be allowed to give the animal to drink under those circumstances? But Tanya, have we not learned in the Braisa that we just quoted and we're going to discuss tomorrow again? A person can't fill up water and give in front of an animal. Amal v'shoifich, v'shoisim malayah. So we see that if you're not holding the animal, you're not allowed to hold the pail and give the animal to drink. So you can't say that our Mishnah, we have to explain that our Mishnah only must be referring to a situation where you're holding both the keli and the animal, and you have to have Rosh Shavarubai. But if you're not holding both of them, Rosh Shavarubai would be insufficient. Says the Gemara, and this is a repetition of what we just learned, Chet Malah, but didn't Abaye teach us that case is that Rice is talking about a different situation altogether. That's talking about Be'ovus Haimim Rishus HaRabim, Gevay Asar Tvachim V'roich of Arba, which makes into Rishus HaYochid, V'roich Shenichnas L'Bein HaPasim, part of it that backs is going into the base of Bein HaPasim, and the Rice is teaching us that you're not allowed to take water out of the bar and put it into the backs because of our concern. The Zimnan, the Chazal, Avis, the Makalkal, because we're concerned that you may see that there's a problem with this box. Vosalay, Kun, and you want to fix it. Vidaralay, Ladavla, Badei, and while you're going to fix that box, the Kamap, you're going to go into the Rishus HaRabim with that pail, and you're carrying Mikrishus HaYachal, Rishus HaRabim, and then you're going to put down the pail and pour it into the box, which means you're going to carry from the Rishus HaRabim to the Rishus HaYachid. Ask them, Rabbi Kigavna Michayev, if you didn't realize what you were doing and just continued carrying the pail, is that considered a melech mechsheves? V'omer of Safra, Omer of Ami, Omer, Rabbi Yochanan, Mefana Chafesim, Mezovus, Lezovus, you intended to stay within the Rosh Hashanah Yochid, V'nimlech Leim, then you changed, V'yitzin, and you went to the Rosh Hashanah Ram Potter, Shloisa, Koyim, Mishar, Roshan, Lekach. So here too, it wasn't your intention to do so. It says, Gemara, Ela, Zimnim, Sakenle, sometimes you're going to take the pail from the Rishus HaYochid, from the area of the pain of Passim, and put it down in the Rishus HaRabim. And then, you're not chayif, because it wasn't your intention when you picked up the pail to take it to the Rishus HaRabim. And if it was not your intention to take it to the Rishus HaRabim, you are not chayif for carrying, if that was not your intention. But what happened is you put it down in the Rishus HaRabim, and now you're going to pick it up and pour it into the box. And that was something you intended to do, which means you intended to carry from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. So before we add a question, according to the first version, where you have an animal that's standing in Rishus HaRabim, and the pail and the pasim is in the Rishus HaYochid, and you're holding both of them, do you need Rosh HaRubai or not? Toshma. So the Braisa says, Gomel Rosh HaRubai Mifnim, if you have the camel that has Rosh HaRubai Mifnim, you're allowed to feed it Mifnim when it's standing inside the Rosh Hashanah Yochid. What do we see here? So first the Gemara establishes, Ibus, when you feed a camel that way, is commanded Nokad Man of Vinokaloi Damya. It's as if you're holding both the pail and the animal. Otherwise, you cannot do Ibus. Ibus means, as we learned previously, forced feeding. Force feeding means you have to hold the animal to be able to force feed it, and you have to hold the food to force feed it, the pail with the food. And yet it says here, Rosh HaRubai. So we see that even though you're holding the keli, and even though you're holding the animal, you still need to have Rosh HaRubai of the animal. So tomorrow it's not a raya. Honor of Achim, Rav Hunam, Rav Sheshes, there we're talking about a camel. It has a long neck, and it could maneuver its neck, even if you're holding the camel. That's why we have to be careful that the camel should be Rosh HaRubai Bifnim. Other animals, where we don't have that long neck issue, we may not be necessarily concerned. Toshma. But there's another braisa that says, Behemish Rosh HaRubai Bifnim, Oysenos Bifnim. And the Gemara again says, For Avis commanded Nokad Mon of a Nokad Law. The Avis is when you're holding both the animal and the keli. And here it still says, the Kaboy Rosh HaRubai, that you need Rosh HaRubai. So isn't this an indication that even if you're holding the keli and the animal, you still need Rosh HaRubai? So the Mar again, that Bryce is talking about Bayim and the Hem Diktani, Gomel. Says the Mar, but we already had a different Bryce. Vatanya Bayim, Vatanya Gomel. We already had the other Bryce speak about a Gomel. Isn't this Bryce speaking about every animal? Answers the Gemara, Midigaba had Dodi Tanya. If this was all part, both of these brises that we've quoted were part of one brisa, then we could understand says the Gemara, what is being stated here. Because why do we speak about a camel twice in the same braisa? It must be that the first braisa is talking about a camel, and the second braisa is talking about a regular animal. But these are two separate braisas. Therefore, we could suggest, we are suggesting, that both braisas are speaking about camels. And indeed, says the Gemara, Tanya Nami Hachi, Rebbe Lezer, Oysa Begomel, by a camel, even if it's Rosh of Rubai inside the area, we have to be Machmer, Hovet Savari Oruch. But that's strictly by camel, and it is not an indication what the halacha would be by all other animals.